that there's a very interesting piece from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes LeYaakov on Isser of Tzar Balachayim when he talks about the story of Bilam. And Rabbi Yaakov brings down the well-known Shittas Rambam in Mer Nevuchim, where the Rambam says that we paskin Tzar Balachayim is Midaraisa, it's also Midaraisa. Zok the Rambam, the Mekor is from Bilam. Because you find that Bilam was hitting his donkey, and the donkey responds and rebukes him and tells him, why did you hit me these three times? Why did you hit me these Sholosh Regalim? And says the Rambam, if it was okay, it was mutter to be mitzar your animal, this wouldn't be a taina. This wouldn't be an adequate admonishment of Bilam. Vaisto is that Tzar Balachayim is deraisa, and that was the problem that the Osain had with Bilam, and this is the Makar that Tzar Balachayim is deraisa. Rabbi Yaakov asks a couple of questions. He says, first of all, the Gemara doesn't seem to agree with the Rambam. The Gemara has a whole Shakavataria and Bamatsiya Daflamit base. The Gemara is a machlik, is it Tzar Balachayim is deraisa or Tzar Balachayim is derabbanan? And the Gemara doesn't bring the story of Bilam as the source for the Mandi Yomar that Tzar Balachayim is deraisa. So the mashmoyis of the sugya is not like the Rambam. The mashmoyis of the sugya is that this is not the Makor for Tzar Balachayim deraisa. Va'oid, says Rabbi Yaakov, the Rambam tells us that if a person sees a goy with a donkey that's laden with a very heavy load, has a tremendously heavy burden on him, then there's a mitzvah derabbanon to help the goy unload his donkey. Why? Because of eva. It's going to be a source of animosity between the goy and the yid if you don't help the goyim unload their donkey that's suffering from a heavy burden. I'm a mela, midrabbanon, mishum eva, a person should help the guy unload his donkey. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the eva is only applicable, mitzad, the owner of the behemoth. That because the owner is a guy, so mishum eva, you should help him. What happened to the animal itself? If the animal itself is suffering from a very heavy load, there's an isser of tzar balachayim deraisa, according to the Shittas Rambam, it's deraisa, and therefore you should be mechuyev to help the guy unload the heavy loaded donkey, machmas, the din of tzar balachayim. So this whole sack of the Rambam is mashma the faket, tzar balachayim is not deraisa, which contradicts the other Rambam, and says tzar balachayim is deraisa. So Rabbi Yaakov has a yesod in the din of tzar balachayim where he says that there's a basic chiluk between tzar balachayim when it comes to you actually inflicting pain on an animal, and the tzar balachayim that exists when you see an animal suffering from pain, whether you're supposed to help him or not. There are two separate forms of tzar balachayim. One is passive. You see an animal suffering, there's a mitzvah of tzar balachayim to go help him out, to alleviate the tzar. And the tzar balachayim is that discusses a case where you want to know if it's mutter for you to go ahead and be mitzar an animal. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's the difference between the two Rambams. The Rambam Mer Nevuchim that says that tzar balachayim is deraisa is talking about a case similar to the story of Bilam, where you take a stick and you hit the animal. You're inflicting pain on the animal. When you're mitzayir the animal, that's the yuraisa, and that's the Shittas Rambam. And that type of pain, the mekor is from the osin of Bilam. The Gemara in Bab Metzia Lamed Beis that discusses whether Tzar Balachayim is the yuraisa the rabbanon, the Gemara does not bring as the mekor the story of Bilam. That Gemara is talking about the Tzar Balachayim of the second category, where the animal is suffering from pain. You have a mitzvah to alleviate the pain. On this type of tzar balachayim, the Rambam shita is that it's only derabbanan. And that's why the Rambam says that if you see a goy who has his donkey that's overloaded with a heavy burden, there's a din derabbanon to help the guy unload the donkey, machmas the bailim, because the guy is going to have a problem of eva if you disregard his pain. However, the animal itself, there's no mitzvah, at least the raisa, of taking care of the animal, because over there, it's not actively being mitzvah the animal, rather it's passive. You see an animal in pain, is there a mitzvah to help him? So on that, the Rambam saying that the al seva, you should help that animal if even though it belongs to a goy. Based on this, Rabbi Yaakov wants to say an interesting chiddush la'alocha. The Gemara says that when you have an animal that got stuck in a canal or got stuck in a bor that has water in it, on Shabbos, you're allowed to take pillows and stuff it into the pit to allow the animal to hop on top of it and climb out of the canal. Why? So the Gemara says, because of Tzar Balachayim. So we're matter in Isser Drabonon. What's the Isser Drabonon? Mevatel kli mehechonai. There's an Isser to take something that's not muksa and put it into disuse by making it muksa. In other words, if I put it under an animal, so the animal is going to climb on it, it's going to become a bosses to a dover osir. So when I take this kli and I put it in that situation, I'm being mevatel kli meichanei. Right? This applies, the place can say, if I, you know, you take a bucket and you pour it under the air conditioning that's dripping water, so you're being mevatel the kli meichanei by making the bucket muksa, because it's going to chop the water, it's going to receive the water, it's going to become muksa. So there's an iser d'rabbanon of mevatel kli meichanei on Shabbos. Now, the Magen Avraham is medayik from the Rambam and from the Gemara that perhaps that's only true when it comes to being mevatel kli meichanei by putting pillows into the pit to help the behema escape. What if you want to go in and take the animal biyodayim and help him escape? That's mashma that it's osir. As I said to Magen Avraham, that's mashma that would be osir because the din of Tzar Balachayim, we're not makel when it comes to lifting the animal out biyodayim, because that's a more stringent form of muksa. So that's the diuk that the Magen Avraham has, that dafka vatakli mechane is mutter, to put pillows in to help the animal escape. But if you take the animal biyodayim, that's more chomor, and it's osir, even though there's a concept of tzar balachayim. However, Zakhtar Biyakov, based on what we're saying, I don't know if the Magen Avraham's conclusion is correct. Zokta Emes Yaakov. Why? Says the Emes Yaakov, what are we saying now? There are two types of Tzar Balachayim. There's the Tzar Balachayim that you're actually being the Tzar of the animal. And that's more Chomor, the Rambam holds that's the Raiso. And the Tzar Balachayim that's only Dirabonon, which is passively allowing the animal to stay in a situation of pain and not helping him alleviate his pain. Now, we said before, the Rambam was before, that he paskins that this type of Tzar Balachayim is only the Rabbanon. And that's why if you see a donkey suffering from a heavy load, there's no mitzvah deraisa to help alleviate the pain. However, says the Emes Yaakov, we paskin, most Rishonim paskin, that Tzar Balachayim, even of the second category, is deraisa. Not just the first category. Even the category of seeing the animal in pain and just ignoring him, that too is an issa deraisa that alts the Gemara and Bobin Siyad Aflamid Beis. And therefore, says the Emes Yaakov, perhaps Lididan, who paskin that both categories are deraisa, we should say that it's not only mutter to put in pillows to help the animal escape, but rather alts Tzar Balachayim, we should even take the animal directly out of the pit or out of the canal, because al tzar balachayim, which is an iser deraisa or din deraisa, we should go ahead and be over on the din derabbanon of muksa. And Mela, the Emes Yaakov says sorichi and lamaisa, what to do? Because the Magen Avraham has this diuk, which really comes from the psak of the Rambam, but perhaps the Rambam l'shitosei held that it's dafka pillows and not taking the animal itself, because according to the Rambam, the entire concept of tzar balachayim is only derabbanon if you're not actively causing tzar to the animal. But Lididan, according to the other poskim that hold, that even the type of Tzar Balachayim where you're not actively being mitzar the animal is a concept deraisa, perhaps we should be matter even directly taking the animal out of the canal, out of the pit, biyadayim, since it's a violation only of an issa derabbanon of muksa, in order to prevent a shiloh of deraisa tzar b'alachayim.